Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes.
This is episode number 216 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for October 2nd is discuss an event in your life where your response weakened your character. Discuss an event in your life where your response strengthened your character. Does your perspective allow you to focus on your response, or does it guide you to focus on the events and circumstances? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of growing character skills. Originally, this fundamental of success was simply called character skills. The idea is that skills are something that can be developed, while traits sound much more fixed and something we're born with. But at some point, I added the word growing to the official name of the fundamental. I wanted to highlight that these skills are something we can work to develop, and no matter what level we are at with them, we can always grow and improve. But one of the other important things we need to keep in mind is that character growth usually comes through pain, through uncomfortable situations, through times of adversity. When we are looking at those experiences or situations in our lives, we need to think of ourselves as a blacksmith. How does a blacksmith create a finished product out of the iron they begin with? Well, the first thing they do is heat up the iron in a forge. This is what we're talking about when we talk about our times of struggle and adversity. We need to be heated up in the fire in order to make the necessary changes we need to make. Rarely do we experience much personal growth by laying around on the couch watching TV. When we adopt the mindset of seeking excellence and that every day we are trying to get 1% better, we find our struggles and adversities as opportunities to grow our character. The next step for the blacksmith, once the iron has been heated to a high enough temperature, is that they must use their tools to shape the iron into the desired product. This is the action part of growing character skills. We have to take action. We have to try new things, but always with the intent of creating the desired product, which in terms of character is the best version of ourselves that we pictured with our first fundamental of success of having a vision. Now, a lot of times what we worry about is taking the wrong action. And of course, we don't want to intentionally make bad decisions. But even if a blacksmith hammers the iron the wrong way or makes a mistake, they can always reheat the metal and start over. In fact, blacksmithing is a cyclical process because oftentimes the smith is not able to create the entire product before the iron cools enough that it can no longer be shaped. So they must start the process over again by reheating the metal when it cools. When the iron cools is when the blacksmith can analyze the iron and see where further shaping needs to take place. In our character development, this is our chance to reflect and analyze and use journaling to see where we can grow and what action we can take the next time we encounter situations of pain and adversity. And just like the process of shaping iron with a blacksmith, our process of growing our character skills is cyclical. So as we continue to experience situations where we are heated in a forge, we can continue to use them to shape ourselves into the best possible version of ourselves, analyzing and reflecting when things calm and cool down. So how about you? Can you think of an event in your life where your response weakened your character? Can you think of an event in your life where your response strengthened your character? Does your perspective allow you to focus on your response, or does it guide you to focus on the events and circumstances? In cases where our response to being put in the forge weakened our character, it most likely occurred because we were focused on the circumstances of having to deal with our adversity. Whereas if our response strengthened our character, it was probably because we seized the opportunity to hammer and shape ourselves while we experienced our adversity. And if we take advantage of these opportunities of adversity to grow our character skills, the result will be that we increase our impact on our students and athletes by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.